Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Veg Grow Podcast Supporters Club podcast. My name's Richard, and as you know, I'm trying to grow my fruit, vegetables and herbs in my allotment, my garden, excuse me. Now today I am talking about lots of exciting things that have been happening in the world of vegetable gardening. First off, what about this weekend? Did you get a chance to work on your garden, work in your allotment, spend a bit of time doing anything in the garden or the allotment over this weekend? I certainly have. It's been a very, very busy weekend. Not as much time gardening as I would like. Next weekend's going to be even busier, what with it being Mother's Day. However, what I did manage to do is that here at home, I managed to build a new garden bed. As you know, I have three wooden garden beds that are all of the same size, but I've built a full fourth one now of the same size. I've run the hoe through that bed and sowed some peas. So hopefully it's going to do well and continue to grow us lots of peas. Added to that, I had a bit of a tidy up in the garden, just trying to get things ready for this growing season. Then today I went down to the allotment. Now, when I went down to the allotment, I had planned just to tidy up Scruffy Corner. This is a corner of my allotment that things tend to get a bit dumped. And it was high on my list of things I want to tidy up and get through. So I went through there, cleared out the compost bins and tidied everything up in that area. Now this did, and I did end up, because I'd dumped a load of wood there over the years, and the old compost bins were made out of pallet. That has left me with quite a bit of wood that does need to come home so that we can burn it on our open fireplace. Unfortunately, I had nothing to bring it home in, so I've just sort of stacked it neatly for the time being. And during this week, I think we're going to have to try and get down to the allotment just to clear a lot of that wood up and bring it back home for burning. But this is a tidied up Scruffy Corner and given me a few ideas of how I might change things around, in particular moving the shed over to that area and possibly building new compost bins as well. Now, something else that I have done today is I've sown the lettuce from this month's seed gift pack. Now, lettuce, I know, lettuce is one of those things that I grow a lot of. Well, actually, I grow more cut and come again salad leaves because I think they are great. I think they are absolutely fantastic and a great way to try and add plenty of fresh, healthy vegetables to our diet. And we can use them time and time again. The good thing about these sort of these lettuces, these are gourmet loose leaf, is that they are a cut and come again variety. So you can get quite a few out of one seed sowing. Now, the first step is obviously they've got to sow them somewhere where the climate and growing conditions is going to be right. I've measured the soil temperature and we seem to begin about 10 degrees. So lettuce will germinate at 10 degrees outside. I would still be inclined to put a bit of a cloche over it, a bit of a cover just to help them out. But they can be sown right where they are in order to grow. This could be in straight into the bed or, like I've done mine, in the veggie pod. I always do mine in the veggie pod, to be honest, because it's just so convenient. I've just broadcast sown the seeds over the one corner of the veggie pod where they will hopefully germinate and continue to grow. Now, lettuce does like very well draining soil with fairly fertile as well, with a pH between 6 and 7, if that's any use to you. And you do want to sow the seeds about half a centimetre deep, give or take. I say free draining, but the soil or the compost does need to be moist and warm. 10 degrees is about right for lettuce. They can go up to 20, 25 degrees, but the cooler they are, the longer they last. Now, as lettuce will grow, I don't bother thinning these out. I just cut them and then harvest them and then let them regrow. And you will get about 3 harvests from your cut and come again salads before they start to lose some of that pressure. don't really need much feed because they're going to do okay. But if you do have to feed them, just use a well-balanced fertilizer. These are going to be a leafy green, so they do need a bit of nitrogen in order to help them out. Chicken manure pellets is usually good for nitrogen, but seaweed fertilizer can also be good as well. So that is it. That is these lettuces. I know I often send the lettuces out because, we go for them so much, to be honest with you. Now, I put a video out. It went out yesterday in the end. I've had family problems this week, as I think I mentioned the other day, which has made things a little bit tricky, to say the least. Nothing to do with me directly. I'll put it like that. Nothing to worry about. Just helping my family out. We'll put it like that. But the Alternative Veg Grower Show, that video has gone out yesterday. We seem to be very, very interested in it. It seems to be shared and people talking about it quite a bit. So it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. The great thing, the live shows have this great thing of being able to work with the audience, unlike the podcast, where they're very much passive. People will listen to them when they're doing something, so they've not quite got the same engagement with podcasts as you do with a live show. Live show is very much about working with the audience. So this sort of Alternative Veg Grower Show, as we're calling it, it's stylized on like the local flower and produce show you might get in a village or town. It's very much like that, but we're just acknowledging the mistakes and when things go wrong and having a bit of a laugh and a joke with it, you know. The ugliest carrot, or the ugliest vegetable, sorry, the wonkiest carrot. Those sort of things are what we want to see. You know, these are the things that you cannot really make happen. You could, I guess, but the wonkiest carrot, for example, would be very difficult to make happen. It can just happen naturally, but it will be just a lot of fun. And it's all done on trust. Just fun. Just fun is what I want to do with it. But a lot of people are very interested in it. Let's hope we get lots of photos from it. That's going to be a lot of fun, as I said, and hope some of you guys will take part in it as well. Right, well, this is all I've got time for today. We will be back. Well, I've got a podcast coming out tomorrow. I'm talking about temperature, especially soil temperature for seed sowing. Quite an important thing. You'd be surprised how much it affects the seed germination rates. Thursday we will be back sowing more seeds and talking about more tasks for next weekend. Thanks for tuning in. See you all again next time. So until then, please take care.